that we again make this koyin, make the neder in front of a rabbin, in front of 10 people, we make him make the neder. So Gemara says, and therefore the chacham can't be matter such a neder. So Gemara says, no, again, that depends. That's good. We had before, no, even though the neder was made in front of 10 people, still the chacham could be matter the neder. So what can you say then? Let's be afraid that even though he made a neder in front of 10 people, this koyin, he'll change his mind and he'll be matter the neder. He won't give his wife a get. So Gemara says, the madrinin lay al das rabin. More than just in front of 10 people, but we did it al das rabin. Rashi means, like he speaks out, I'm making a neder that you, with your consent, like you agree to the neder. And this is stronger. The Yom Ramei Mema says, Hilchasa, what's the locha? That I feel l'man the Yom Neder should have arrived in Yeshla Yafaro, even if you tell me just the fact that Neder was done in front of 10 people. That doesn't mean anything special. You can be matter the Neder, but I'll tell you, al das Rabbim, if it was done with the consent of the Rabbim, then ain't la Yafaro. Then you can't be matter this Neder. But even so, v'hani milu, when was this said, the Dvar Hashus? If you want to be matter the Neder just for normal situation, a Dvar Hashus, Avla Dvar Mitzvah, but when there's a mitzvah involved, then yesh lo yafaro. Then even though the neder was done in front of a rabbin, and al das rabbin, still you could be matter the neder. What's the case of Dvar Mitzvah? Ki Yahu de Mikra Dadaki. There's once a Rebbe, a perfect learner to learn with their children. The Adre Rav Acher al das rabbin. That Rav Acher made a neder al das rabbin to have a posh of Yenuka, because he hit the kid too much. He was too strict with the kid. So Rav Acher made a neder al das rabbim never to take him back to be a rebbe. So it was a neder made al das rabbim that this malamid, this rebbe cannot be a rebbe anymore. But the case was though v'yadra Ravina. But later Ravina was matter that neder and took the rebbe back. Why? Leishtakach the daya kavosei. We couldn't find another rebbe that taught as good as he did. So therefore, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. We wanted to make sure the kids have a good rabbi to learn from. That's called the Dvar Mitzvah, that they were makel to say, in such a case, even though the neder was made, al das rabbim, we're allowed to be matter this neder. But in the case, our case, by the kohen here, was no Dvar Mitzvah for him to take away his neder. If the neder was done al das rabbim, then ain loy hafer. Alright, stop here. You're holding the flamed vov and aleph. You're by the top two dots. For your edim chayisum alaget of neitikon olam. A mishnah says that there's a takono that edim should sign inside the get mifnei tikon olam. So Gemara says mifnei tikon olam mashmus only midirabonon that you're supposed to have edim signing in the get. For the Gemara diraisu it should be a din of diraisu that every shtar should have edim signing inside it. Because the pasuk in the Miyol says the Navi told them, "Uksayv vasefer, write these things down when you sell your property. Write it down in the sefer in the shtar, v'chosum and have Adam signing on it." So Pashtas Mashma, the Navi was telling them that's what you should do midiraisa. So whenever you write up a shtar mechira, make sure you have Adam inside it to sign on it. Zumora says, "Omar Rabba, Rabbi Insatayah Mishnah loitzricha l'Rabbi Elezer." Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. The Yoma that holds that says, Edim is Sirikarsi. He holds that Midiraisa, the Edim, is enough just, it's given over in front of two Edim. You write up a shtar, and you do not have to have the Edim signing inside it. It's enough that it's given over in front of two Edim. That's what's good Midiraisa. But our Mishnah tells us that Kino Rabbonin, the Rabbonin made a takono that Edi Chasima, that still you're supposed to have Edim sign inside the shtar alone. It's not enough just to be given over in front of two Edim, but also it should be signed by the two Edim also. And the reason with Neitikin Olam, that there's a takono with the Rabbonin we want that the world should exist like, that you should have Edim signed on your shtar. Why? The Zimnin Demaisi Sadi, because we have to be afraid, sometimes maybe the Edom will die. Like if you're only going to rely on the two Edom that were there at the time when you gave it over, so true, as long as they're alive and they're here, they'll say Edis for you that the Shtar was given over. But what's going to be when they die? And then you want to have a proof later on, you're not going to have anything to prove it for you. Inami or else, the Zimnin, the Azlilim Dinas Hayom, You have to be afraid maybe these two Edom that were there at the time when you gave over the shtar, maybe they're going to go away. They'll go to Medina Sayyam, the other side of the ocean. And then you'll be left here without any proof. So in order to be able to prove it later that you really made the mechira, you really sold the karka, or else you really gave the get to your wife, midrabbanan, we want the Edom to sign inside the shtar. And once the Edom sign inside the shtar, then the shtar is also a shtar raya proof, and you just take out the shtar later and you can prove it to us that it took place. Yes, that's the way Rabbi says. Now, Rav Yosef says that afilu teimel Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to tell me, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. I tell you, hiskinu shei edim meforshin shemoisei begitin. The takon of our Mishnah means that when the edim sign on the shtar, they have to sign out with their full name. They have to write out their name. That was a takon. She edim meforshin shemoisei begitin. Mifnei tikkun olam because of a takon of olam. Kedatanya, like we learned like this. By Rishon at the beginning, when the aid wanted a sign inside the shtar, even according to Rabbi Meir, that according to Rabbi Meir, the main part of the shtar is the chsimus aidim. You have to have them signing. But I tell you, at the beginning, it was enough for them to write the aidim. Ani Ploini chosamti aid. I Ploini signed. I'm the aid. That's all he wrote. He didn't write down his name. He only at the end wrote down, Ani Ploni Chasamti Eid. Me the Ploni, me this person, signed. That's all he wrote down. He didn't write down his name. So what kind of Eidus is this? How Bechlal do we know to say it's him? So in Ksav Yodoy, Yotze Mimokim Achar is kosher. If the same Ksav, the same writing, we find by another shtar, and the other shtar, we know it's him. So therefore, that's kosher. That's the way they used to sign at the beginning. And Rashi says, "Meforshish Moseim," that the kind of was they have to explain their names. Rashi says, "Ruvein or Shimon." You have to write down when you sign that your name is Ruvein or your name is Shimon, because Mikor at the beginning, Lo Yoyuchaisman, they didn't sign their names. El, all they wrote down was Ani Pleini Chasamtiye. That's all. They didn't write down the name. And then how do they know it's true? Because if they have another signature, another piece of paper someplace else, and they're able to tell that the signature, the writing, is the same type of a writing, the handwriting, so we know it's true. He was the aide that signed it. And the other aid, the other shtar, if it was Mekuyim in Bezdin, so we know it's taka the handwriting, then we can be samech rely on these signatures. But v'im lav, if we do not have another writing, another shtar to check out the handwriting, so we can't stam have somebody to come and say he knows it, it's true, these are the edim, because we don't know what the names are. So then the shtar would be posel. That's what they did at the beginning. And later, Omar Rabbi Gamliel, that takona gidoylo hiskinu. The Chomim then made a very big takona, a new law, that sheyiyu meforshin shemoisein begitin. That when you go to have your edim signing in the get, they have to sign out the exact name. Mepnei tikun oylam, this is a takona oylam. So they have to write down the names. So Rashi says, what's the tikun oylam? Shemayacha sheyiforshu shemoisom, since their names now will be written out clearly, Yaakov, Yosef, whatever his name is, when it comes now to be Mekayim, the shtar, like to make sure it's not forged, it's easy to find Edim to be Mekayim it. So we know who we're talking about, so we try and find people that knows that person, and they can be made, yes, that's the signature. So now it's easy to be Mekayim, the shtar, so that's the Tikkun Olam. Freddy Gemaro v'sim nalei. You want to say stand by signs? It's no good. With simonim, it's no good. V'horav tzaya kura. Rav was mitzaya. Rav, when he signed on a piece of paper, he made a picture of a fish. Tzaya kura, made a picture of a fish. That's the way he used to sign. For Rabbi Chanina tzaya charusa. He used to make the sign a symbol of Rashi Onav Shodekel, a leaf of a palm. Rav Chisda Samach. Rav Chisda used to write down a Samach. His name was Samach. He wrote just a Samach. For Rav Hoshio Ayin, just wrote an Ayin, and his name was an Ayin. He just wrote an Ayin. That's the way he used to sign. Rabba Barafuna Tsaye Mikuta. He used to sign. Rashi says Mikuta is a Vilon Svino. That's the sail of a ship. He used to draw a picture of a sail. That's all. So the question is, these Chachomim are after the Takana of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says now that the Takana was, when Edom go to sign something, they have to use their full name, they have to write down the name. So how come these Rabbanim still only use the picture, only use the simen? So the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbanim, these Rabbanim are different. The Bikiyin Sivanayu, like everybody knows, they're very famous about this, and they're known, everybody knows that's their simen. So by them writing this simen, this sign is just like their name. The whole thing of a name is we know who the person is. Here, these chachamim, everybody knew, a nayin or a samech, they know exactly who it was. So Gemara is still good, that's after it got around. But mikoro b'may afkiyinu, like at the beginning, how did it get around? How did people know this is like their signature? Like, they're not allowed to write in a shtar, just an ayin, just a samech. Our Mishnah says they have to write out their first name. So at the beginning, like the first shtar that they signed, how were they able to sign with just a simen? Like, true, now that they did it a lot of times, so everybody talks about it, everybody knows that they do it. So if so, if you do it, it's called their signature, it's like their name. Now it's okay. But the question is, how did they start off at the beginning? How were they able to write the first time with the sign? So Gemara answers, Bidiski. Rashi says, Min shtore shelos atshuvos. Start with somebody asked them a question, and they wrote back an answer, a shelos atshuvos. So when they finished writing back the answer, they would like sign their name. How would they sign their name? By putting a picture of a fish, putting a sail, putting a samach and ayin. And many people received letters back from them, and everybody knew that that's the way they signed their name. So since it's yidua to everybody, that's their signature, that's their name, that's as if they wrote their names. So for them, for these rabbonin, it was mutter for them to sign also like that. But for somebody else, not everybody knows that's his name, it would be also now you have to sign with your full name. Then the Mishnah says the last takana was that Hillel Hiskin Prusbel. Hillel made a takana to make a Prusbel, like we'll soon see. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there that it says Prusbel Eino Mishamit, that Prusbel does not help. And ze'echad min advarim shiskin Hillel HaZaken. This is one of the things that Hillel HaZaken did. Eina mishamet, Rashi says it means me'acha shekosa prusbul. Eina mishamet chayve b'shvius. I mean, let me say prusbul helps again. Tanan Hossam, prusbul eina mishamet. If you write a prusbul, then the loch of shvius, even though it comes the end of the seventh year, it's eina mishamet. It does not stop the chayv. Like midi yirayis, so the loch is, when it comes the end of the seventh year, you cannot collect your money back anymore. The pasuk says, lo yigosh. You can't go to collect it anymore. You have to collect the money you buy, you lend, before the end of the seventh year. But if you let it go through the end of the seventh year, that's called shriyas's meshamet. It stops this chayv that you have no right now to collect the money. But that's only if you did not write a prusbul. But if you wrote up a prusbul, then a prusbul stops the din of Shemitah, eino meshamet. That Shavuos does not stop this chayiv, you still have a right to collect the money, even after Shemitah. Now, ze echad min advarim shehiskin hilazokin. These are one of the takonis that hilazokin made. She roe esam, he saw the way the nation was. She nimnu malahalvoi ze ze. He saw the way the people stopped borrowing money, they didn't lend money anymore one to another. The Yovra Mashikosta Batara, they were over what it says in the Torah, He Shamalucha Peniya Dovim Mavobhabliyal. Like, watch yourself, don't hold yourself back from lending money. Like this, people were afraid to lend money because they're afraid they wouldn't get their money back in time for Shemitah. And then it comes Shemitah would stop the Chayiv, so they're afraid they'll never get the money back. So they stopped lending money. So what did Hillel do? Is Omad Vehiskin Prusbel. Hillel made a new takana for them to tell them, don't worry, you can still borrow money and for sure you'll collect your money back. V'zeh gufo isha prusbul. What is the main thing of a prusbul? What is this prusbul? The prusbul is like this. That you write in the prusbul, in the shtar, that moisrani lochem ploini dayonim. I, like I'm given over to these people, these dayonim, shevamachem ploini, that live in this place in L.A., that shekol choyv sheyeshli etza ploini. Any type of a choyv that I have a right to collect from somebody else, is shagvenu kolzman sheyetza. I'm making the shtar now that I should be able to collect it whenever I want. It looks as if like you're giving it over to Beis Din, your shtaris. And if you give over your shtaris to Beis Din has the right to collect it for you. We'll see later on exactly how it works. But that's what a prusbul is. You write down like in front of three people to say to you three people, I'm giving you over my shtaris that I should be able to collect this chayv, the money that people owe me, whenever I want. V'hadayonim chosmin lamata, and the dayonim sign on the bottom, or you edim, or else the edim. Either edim or else dayonim, either one of the two signs on the bottom. Sure. So Rashi learns, Moisrani lechem eshteroisa, I'm giving you over my shtoris. Shatem til noichim, you should be the ones to go and collect the money for me. V'ani lo yegosh, I won't collect. Later we'll say the Yeshkech B'yod Mavkim Amoinim. Later we'll soon see exactly how they have right to do it. But this was a takana that Hillel made, that if you write up a prusbul helps to stop that Shemitah does not stop this Chayiv, you can still collect the money. So Gemara asked the question, O Miyike Midi, is there something to Midi Yeraisa Mishamta Shvias? Midi Yeraisa, when Shvias, the seventh year goes by, you're not allowed to collect your money anymore. V'hiskin hilo d'loy mishamto, and hilo should go and make a takana against the Torah to say that Shvius will not stop this chayiv, that you still have a right to take it. The Vechur Rashi says, you being all kadovim in our Torah. So Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, b'shvius b'zman azir. We're talking about b'shvius b'zman azir. In other words, hilo holds like Rebbe Shita. For Rebbe he, the Tani we learned, Rebbe Yoimer, the Pasuk says, V'zed Dvar HaShmita Shomot. So we dashin B'shtei Shmita Tzakotza Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about at times when we have two halachas of Shmita, two different types of Shmita. What does that mean? Achas Shmita's Karka, one has the halacha of Yovel, at the end of the 50th year by Yovel, all the property goes back to the original owners. If you sold Karka in Eretz Yisrael, it goes back to the original owner at the end of Yovel. The Achaz Shemitah Ksofim. And also the end of every 7 years, the end of Shemitah, that you can't collect your money anymore. So Pasuk says it together, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shomut, like two Shemitahs, both of them go together. So Rabbi Dashens and says, V'zman Sha'ato Mishamat Karko, V'zman V'noig Daloch of Yovel, that at the end of the 50th year, all the property goes back to the original owner, is Atom Shamak Sofim. Then Midi writes at the end of that 7th year, Shemitah, you can't collect your money anymore. But Bizman Azeh, but Bizman Shi Atom Shamakaka, like Bizman Azeh now, like Masun Silagrashi says, Shebot Lukdusha Soritz. There's no Mokdusha Teretz Yisrael now. Rashi before said, because you don't have Roiv Klayasol living there anymore in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, is Iyata Meshamek Sofim, who are din me, the Raisa now, at the end of Shemitah, it does not stop, Shemitah does not apply. That Lamaisa, after the 7th year, Midiraisa, you are allowed to collect your money. Midiraisa, you're allowed to. Midiraisa, the Toli, Zebazir. Rashi says, the Yama Shemitah, Shvius, La Shmotis, Malvus, Rana Zed Rabbananu. Rashi learns about the achshav b'zman hazeh. It's bottle the takana. It's bottle the kedusha. And Tois says that hoyv lenoig yovel shlo hoyu kol yoshve olehel. Since most of Klai Yisrael did not live anymore in Eretz Yisrael, it's also the Sfarad lost its kedusha. So therefore, there's no din of yovel of returning the karka. So since we did not have yovel b'zman hazeh, therefore midiraisa the money also the chayv does not stop, but rather v'tikinu rabbanan.